Last Friday, there were 12 lab-confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus in the Mohawk Valley County. By Thursday afternoon, there were 30 confirmed cases and one death. Montgomery County Executive Matt Ausenfort, joined by County Public Health Director Sarah Barenko and County Sheriff Jeff Smith, said the county will be observing social distancing until at least May 15th. But in a week of religious holidays, Ausenfort, a Republican, urged county residents to refrain from hosting gatherings or attending services.
We're not talking about Westchester. We're not talking about New York City. We're not talking about Washington. We're talking about our community right here. God forbid somebody holds a mass. There's 100 people there. How many? You could have 30 people infected just in that gathering alone, which then, you know, increases the spread, which then takes our hopeful May 15th day to now June 15th, if things like that happen. So we understand that's a tough decision to make.
Officials say Montgomery County's peak is expected to be weeks behind New York City or even other upstate areas like the Hudson Valley. Ausenfort reminded viewers that Governor Andrew Cuomo recently threatened fines of up to $1,000 for violating social distancing laws.
We are prepared to do enforcement if we have to.
Montgomery County Sheriff Jeff Smith.
To reiterate what the county executive said, none of us want to come by and be the people who are going to break up a family gathering or be the people that are going to knock on your door because we received a complaint. But we have received about a dozen of these complaints already. And the stance that we're taking is we're trying to educate people.
A large focus of Thursday's briefing was mental health. Public Health Director Barenko said, unfortunately, social distancing can mean social isolation.
And we're seeing an increase in depression, anxiety, substance use.
Sheriff Smith said domestic violence is up as well.
Yeah, we actually researched our numbers just the other day for disorderly persons, domestic disputes, and fights. And all of them are up from last year this time. And unfortunately, we expect them to increase as we move through the month.
The officials provided a number of hotline numbers and online resources to assist those experiencing mental health or domestic issues. Montgomery County is also joining in the Take 5 New York campaign to encourage people to reach out to their friends and loved ones. Again, Sarah Barenko.
We know our daily lives have been disrupted. This is causing stress and anxiety for many of us. But we have to consider taking 5 minutes to give someone you know a call. It can help not only make you feel better, but it could boost somebody else's mood as well.
For more information, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.